Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, December 22nd, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basilega and his great Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Thomas Nylon, Wilkes-Barre, Richard Witkowski, Lake Ariel, Scott Chapin, Glen Burn, and Jerry Arzee, late of New York State, but he was from Peckville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will create a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where the Democrat Party, its entire leadership, the establishment, and elected officials all over this country have gone insane. It's not you. It is them. Believe me. So it is Monday. And Monday means a few things, but one of the things it means is Monday Musings. And here he is, our man, John Perillo. John, how are you?
I'm good, Bob. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad you were able to make it in.
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry about your friend.
Merry Christmas
to you as well. And hey, for your listeners today, this is time of year we hear about joy and we hear a great deal about the happiness of having family around, the joy of Christmas. And I thought since it is Christmas week, maybe we could muse about that just for a bit today.
Sure.
And we hear about it everywhere, right? There's joy if we just buy this or eat that or travel to this beach or whatever it is that we're being told. And with a week like this last one, with the Bondi attacks, which happened while people were celebrating the joy of Hanukkah or the Brown University shootings, it seems reasonable to ask if we're missing something. And there was a piece by Catherine Jean Lopez that caught my attention because in it, there's a link to a video of some Israeli hostages who were celebrating Hanukkah in a tunnel, knowing that they were about to be killed by the Hamas captors. And
my
in
word.
That video, there's six men praying psalms, singing, being comrades, family, if you will, to each other, all right before they're executed. And nothing I'll talk about today should cause us to ignore the horror of what those men endured, but it should help us understand that joy, real joy, is possible no matter what we face. And that joy can only come from one place, and it isn't shopping. And because it's Christmas week, I hope you'll indulge me with some openly theological musings just for this week, right? And there was a Catholic priest, a gentleman named Father Depp, who Miss Lopez mentions, who was writing from the Tegel German prison death camp. And his writings were smuggled out on scraps of paper before he was hanged. And he wrote, quote, "The conditions for true joy have nothing to do with conditions of our exterior life, but consist of man's interior frame of mind and competence, and which makes it possible now and again for him to sense, even in adverse external circumstances, what life is basically about," end quote. Interesting word there, competence. And he wrote this from a concentration camp. He's starving, he's lice infected, and he knows that he's likely to die like so many others. And he goes on, quote, "How should we live so that we are capable or can become capable of true joy? This question should occupy us more today than it has in the past," end quote. And again, he's in a prison camp, and he says, today more than most. Kind of gives us some perspective, doesn't it? And this priest goes on to say, quote, "Man should take joy as seriously as he takes himself, and he should believe in himself, believe in his heart, and in his Lord God, even through darkness and distress, that he is created for joy," end quote. Man is created for joy. What a statement, right? And again, mm-hmm. This guy's in a concentration camp. Mm. And we actually know scientifically, if you will, what brings humans joy. I mean, people study the topic and compile statistics. And when they do, they basically arrive at the point that St. Thomas Aquinas arrived at in the late 1200s. But, you know, hey, better late than never, right? And St. Thomas wrote, quote, "The final happiness of man does not consist in anything short of the contemplation of God," end quote. Well, Aquinas was a Catholic who meditated and wrote his entire life, so you have to kind of expect that answer from him. But what's interesting is that everything he wrote about back then seems to match what we've spent the time since the end of the 13th century to today trying to understand. And is it just me, or is it really interesting that we keep asking questions, the answers to which we already know? The only issue is that we aren't satisfied with those answers, right? Be it politics or anything, we always know the answer. We just don't like it. Anyway, most of the studies, today's studies, conclude the same things, which is that happiness isn't about eliminating bad things or bad thoughts, but managing them and then accentuating the many positive things in life, which is what our ancient weird odd friar Thomas Aquinas said. He didn't say that our earthly wants and passions were bad. After all, God created those too, but that we shouldn't allow those cravings to control us. Now, of course, that's not easy, but what he said was that we needed to be consciously aware of our impulses and that doing that would help us have control over them. So that means we need our intellect for happiness, because this is, you know, it's our reason that manages our passions, managing passions. And by the way, didn't we just talk about Madison and how we needed to control our unruly passions? Mm-hmm. And if you were around last week, we did, in fact, just talk about that. And that relationship between what we feel, our passions, and our intellect leads us to the third thing that Aquinas talks about, which is our will. And we can and must choose good things. They don't just happen. They're a conscious choice. And I have to choose them over perhaps a shorter-term satisfaction that I might crave right now. Be that something physical or some emotional release of my unruly passions, back to James Madison. And that intellectual willpower to choose the right thing, that we're here not talking about the unimportant things that we usually mean, like, you know, when we talk about self-control, like being on a diet or smoking, but far more important to choose to properly order our thoughts and to put God in the center, to refuse to give in to negativity and to be more like our Israelis celebrating in the tunnel or our priest in the concentration camp. And that's a skill that we can develop and we can get better at it by practicing it. And in that sense, great intellect isn't the ability to ace your finals or to remember how to properly apply Boyle's gas law, but the willingness and the ability to contemplate and appreciate divine truth independently of our mortal brain power. And that takes effort, deliberative, repetitive effort, as well as the willpower to push the trivial out of the way. And again, we're back to remembering James Madison on our tendency to be consumed by the ridiculous. And there are, according to St. Thomas, three keys to happiness. The first is knowledge. And that isn't a general, you know, who's the first president kind of knowledge. It's knowledge of ourselves. Do we know what drives our desires, our habits, why we act like we do, why we choose something destructive, for instance, and why we're able to resist something else? That's step one. And once we understand those things, we should manage those things. So the person who is endlessly curious should indulge that. And the person who is passionate about learning should use every opportunity to learn. And the person who is a caring person should indulge that emotion. The person who covets probably should work hard, you know, just as hard, not to pick up stuff in the store that doesn't belong to them, or to think about the person who they perceive to have a better life than they do. Whatever your positive impulses are, you should cultivate them, and whatever your negative ones are, actively work to repress them. And don't hang out with people who feed your baser emotions, you know, either physically or on social media. You need to cut them out of your life entirely. And that requires the last thing, which is willpower. And there's lots of evidence that willpower is like any other muscle that improves with use. Now, Aquinas tells us that it still leads to imperfect happiness because doing all that perfectly is impossible, obviously. But far more difficult, is that they sometimes can be contradictory. So you're trying to be a great provider for your family, for instance, which is objectively good, and you struggle with wanting prestige, which is prideful and sinful. Well, doing both is going to be difficult, but you have to try to be mindful of your motivations and your passions. And I go back to those Jews in the tunnel in Gaza. It would have been an extraordinary act of human will not to want to escape or to be fed or to be hugged by their families or to want to know that those same families knew that they were okay. And I'm sure that they did all those things. And still, they chose to celebrate Hanukkah in that tunnel, to recite the Psalms, to be brothers, to not lose their humanity in the face of the gravest inhumanity. You know, a couple of Islamists in Bondi, Australia, cannot stop people like that. They were, you know, are rather, in my mind, too powerful. We had a Polish priest in our parish before we moved out here, and his job as a child in the concentration camps was to load the bodies of the children who had died in the night into the furnaces so they could be cremated. That was our priest in our parish. Wow. And when he grew up, he decided he wanted to understand what could make man that sick. He chose that. That's a willpower that I willingly admit that I don't possess, but it is possible to possess it. And this week for Christmas, we celebrate God becoming man, choosing to live as a man with all the temptation and pain that comes with that. And it all looks good in tinsel and wrapping paper, but I actually have a barn with animals, and it smells, and it's either very cold or very hot, and it's always drafty, and it can still be a place of great peace and wonder if we deliberately choose to make it so and to see the baby there for what he is. He's the ultimate choice and therefore the ultimate gift. You know, joy to the world indeed, joy to the world every day in every circumstance, and to my and my Hanukkah and Christmas wish for you all is the same habit of joy. Amen. And thank you for having me on this week, and I hope you guys have a great Christmas week, and I hope it's filled with the kind of joy that we're just talking about.
Amen. John Perillo, Monday Musings. Thank you, my friend. Good Christmas week message. Good Hanukkah message. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Christmas, friend.
You too. I look forward to seeing you out here again. Take care, guys.
All right, man. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Brenda Lee, Rock Around the Christmas Tree, Murph says, from 1958. And Kurt Waldheim, ascending to the former Austrian president, secretary general. He underwent a little bit of Nazi dusting in his past and had to overcome that to become the head of the UN, but in any event, he made it. My brother Mike sent me this thing. And do you know Ben Stein? He's this character. I think he was a tax attorney, or is. And he's got this low, droll voice. And he'd do some commercials of different types. He was in, they'd be in different movie spots and everything. And then he had Win Ben Stein's Money. There was a show about it. Anyway, a very intelligent guy and a character. Now, here's his paradoxical quote of the day from Ben Stein. Fathom the hypocrisy of a government that requires every citizen to prove they are insured, but not everyone must prove they are a citizen. Now, add this, he says. Many of those who refuse or are unable to prove they are citizens will receive free insurance paid for by those who are forced to buy insurance because they are citizens. Do you see how insane they are? This is how insane they are. So when we say sanctuary of sanity, that's what it's for. That's what it's for. Amazing. So John touched on something, John Prillo, joy. And I had slightly different definitions of it, but because there's settings where you're not going to experience true joy, you're going to experience contentment, or hope to anyway. Content with where you are and what is. But you cannot change your circumstances. You can change your approach to the circumstances you find yourself in. And that's the key. By the way, somebody texting in, Bob, here's a wild one from last night in Miners Mills. Well, it's a Facebook thing. I can't find it. You have to send it to my email, which is robert.cordaro, C-O-R-D-A-R-O, at Audacy, AUDACY.com. Robert.cordaro at Audacy.com. I'd love to see what was going on in Miners Mills last night. A friend of ours texts in. Bob, I met the mother of fallen state trooper and ex-Marine. There are no ex-Marines, by the way. Marine Josh Miller. Can we honor Josh? Peggy, his mom, who should be retired, is a caregiver who has to work. Well, Peggy has a heavy heart this season. Let's honor Josh and Peggy. Let's lift Peggy's heart this season of Jesus' birth. And thank you. That's very nice. That's very nice. Peggy, mother of fallen state trooper and Marine Josh Miller, God bless you. I don't know how easy it is for people, but we try to focus. I just tell people, focus on a really great Christmas if you're going to have one that's not so great. Focus on a really great Christmas. God bless you, Peggy, man. I tell you, not everybody's going to have their, and I'm fortunate to have had it, well, except for a little break of about 9 years, I'm fortunate to have had the Norman Rockwell Christmas my whole life. You know? Great stuff. Anyone, somebody says, that was just great. Perillo does it again. Things to ponder deeply. Now my stupid, okay, went off. Things to ponder deeply. The greatest mind in church history, St. Thomas Aquinas. Yes, indeed. He had such a powerful, mystical encounter with Christ later in life that he stopped writing his famous Summa Theologica, saying of what he wrote, all is straw. Yeah, the wisdom of Aquinas is beyond, well, there's some compare, but not much, at least in humanity. By the way, I don't know, it's just me. I think I told you when I was in prison, I read the whole Bible. And, you know, could I remember? No. I'm not one of those people that could quote the Bible or anything like that. But I read the whole Bible. I had the time. Anyway, the wisdom of Solomon, we're getting into wisdom. I didn't find him to be wise at all. I found him to be, I don't know, just a very greedy, materialistic person, which is the exact opposite of wisdom. God gave him great wisdom, but man, he strayed from God. And I'll stand corrected if someone knows better than me, but I mean, yeah, he spewed wisdom. He provided wise quotes and a couple of stories and analogies which are wise or representative of wisdom. But I mean, he was worried about how much gold he had and how expensive the chalices were that he drank his wine out of. I didn't see it, speaking of wisdom. And that's why we turn to people like Aquinas instead of people like King Solomon. And if anybody has any corrections on that, feel free, but just something that came to mind. Somebody's another example of complete left insanity. Fox News website today. I got this from my man Frank, sent it to me today. The electric school buses, they can't keep the heat on in the buses for the children because it kills the battery. And they don't get back and forth to school. Numerous bus interruptions, no heat for the kids in sanity. I know it. Did you hear them? And that was Kamala Harris's airheaded excitement about electric school buses. These people are crazy. I don't know about your school district, but I know they gave Scranton School District a lot of money to buy electric school buses, which are a waste. And now New York State's finding that out in the middle of the winter. Crazy. They're so devoted to their agenda that common sense and being normal goes out the window. That is your Democrat Party of today. It's craziness. Amen. All right. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch says 10:31 and change. That means we've got to take a break. We'll hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll do our veterans tribute, the weather, and more on the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, today featuring his first and his biggest company, Eastern Roofing Systems, the premier roofing contractor for industrial, commercial, and institutional buildings in the Eastern United States. And guess what? They use all that buying power and all that experience. And because they're headquartered in Jessup, they'll do your house, they'll do your small business or building right here in Northeast Pennsylvania, Eastern Roofing Systems. Thomas Nylon, he was but 77 when he passed December 9th. He was from Wilkes-Barre. He was residing at the Geno Murley Veterans Center. Born in Wilkes-Barre. He was a graduate of Ashley High School and served all of us in the United States Navy during the Vietnam War aboard the USS Saratoga. Tom was employed as a superintendent for Popple Construction. In his spare time, he enjoyed attending car shows with his 1949 Ford truck. The family wants to thank the staff of Geno Murley, that great veterans center. Surviving, Tom's wife of 50 years, Donna Chase Nylon, his children, grandchildren, and many other family members. Thomas Nylon. Richard Witkowski, we lost him December 3rd at age 80. He was from Lake Ariel, a brief but courageous battle with cancer. His loving and devoted wife of 45 years is Marion Fuller Greenberg Witkowski. Richard was born in Scranton, educated at Scranton Public Schools. He joined the U.S. Armed Forces and was a sergeant in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. He also attended the Hershey State Police Academy, Hershey, PA, and he was a Scranton police officer under Mayor Gene Hickey of Scranton. Prior to his retirement, he was also employed by CINRAM and was a deputy sheriff for Wayne County. Loved spending time with his wife, family, and friends, traveling, camping, hunting, fishing, playing the guitar. He had a love for music, and he played lead guitar in the band Travelin' Sound. Surviving, two sons, a daughter, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Tragically, he was predeceased by his sons, Richard Witkowski Jr. and Alan Greenberg Jr., and his grandson, Richard Witkowski III. Richard Witkowski. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Ali Gallo. Today, breaks of sun, then increasing clouds this afternoon. High of 35. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing. Tonight into Tuesday morning, low 30. Tuesday, snow accumulating 1 to 3 inches with higher amounts north and east of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. High 35. Wednesday, Christmas Eve, partly sunny, 38. Thursday, Christmas Day, cloudy with scattered showers. High of 40. What was the name of this Christmas movie? I love that song, but the movie was cute as hell. I'm looking at the bulldog to tell me, forget it. It's a waste of time. My goshes. You had to have seen this. I wish he was on film. He was thoughtfully scratching his chin as though he was going to come up with the movie name. One of you guys will. I've got complete confidence, by the way. Saint Bob, there's one of our great listeners calls me a saint. Thank you. I'll take that. California's in big trouble. Phillips 66, Chevron, Valero are shutting refineries down in the middle of January, and gasoline is going to hit close to $10 to $12 a gallon there. People have to travel 50 to 75 miles just to fill their tank up with gas, all because of Gavin Newsom's policies. He is a complete idiot. Continuing, service stations in California are closing at an alarming rate. You may want to check into that one. Well, you check into it and let me know. But, nuts. Now, a counterpoint on the electric school bus thing. Now, remember who they have to buy them from. Favored vendors. Just remember that. And they don't have to worry about whether they work or not. It's the government. But our great listener says, I don't know what New York State is doing wrong, but an electric school bus is not a waste. I mean, I drive an Amazon. And remember, you are comparing apples with oranges. Please remember that. But he continues. I drive an Amazon delivery truck that is electric, and sometimes I'm 13 hours straight making deliveries. And by the way, thank you for that. I don't have to stop and charge it. I highly doubt the school bus can run that far. This cold spell we had, yeah, the rains, I think he's saying the power drop, but I still got my entire shift in on a single charge. So another county heard from. Electric vehicles have their place. But see, what the left lunatics do is they shove them in round pegs in square holes. They don't care if they work. They don't care if, and a school bus has a very different mission. Remember, it travels twice a day. Now, you would think it could get it done, but I've read this report, and it's widely reported that in the cold, they're having all kinds of problems with electric school buses. And by the way, thank you for passing that on. I don't want to decry electric vehicles, but the main point is they are not, and I say not, better for the environment. It's a lie. Number two, if you can use it and you've got a backup, fine. But don't force them on us. That's all I really care about. Hey, if you want to buy, if Amazon wants to buy, like we know one of our great beer distributors, LT Verastro, gas powered, natural gas powered. Colts, the County of Lackawanna Transit System, gas powered buses. Very effective, natural gas. I think that's a better alternative, by the way. But let's go aside from that. An electric vehicle, and I've driven them, and I've been in them, and I've seen them, and they've got their place. Just don't force anyone to have one. That's all. And don't waste our tax dollars on them. If a school district wants to buy them, fine. But the federal government under Biden, the disgrace, was giving money that became mandated for school buses to be electric, a certain amount of the fleet, and they were eventually going to replace it all. And when a problem like this crops up, there is no backup. Very important to remember. I'm against mandates, not against a company making a choice or an individual making a choice that they want battery-powered vehicles. That's fine. But forcing it, making it happen, making it a requirement when it is not even better for the environment. Net, net, it is not. One of the factors nobody thinks about, never mind the damage to the roads because they're so much heavier. Never mind the amount of tires you need because they're so much heavier, battery-powered cars. But the tread on the cars, nobody thinks about this. The tread on the cars, on the tires, wears out and goes into the environment and is not good for the environment. That's the mining process for all the materials, the manufacturing process, and the fact they're powered by electricity. Where do we get electricity? 20% of it comes from coal. It's insanity. And by the way, the rare earth minerals and critical components of battery-powered cars come from China. Dear Lord. It's, again, this is who these people are. This is who they are. They're scary people. They're scary how insane they are, but they're fully committed to their insanity. Never forget that. Oh, we'll have a multicultural society with Islamic fanatics. We'll have a political alliance with Islamic fanatics who will kill us first if they ever take control. It's just, I'm telling you, they're nuts. Please don't lose focus on that. That important focal point. We'll take a break and be back. That's Jessup native Robert Maiko. Christmas lights on Church Street, and he means the lights on Church Street in Jessup. Great song, great song. Back to something we mentioned earlier and one of our great listeners pointed out. Peggy Miller. She's the mom of Pennsylvania State Police and Marine Josh Miller, who we lost. And he just exhorts. He says, if you know Peggy, call her. Just give her a call or drop her a note. Tell her you're thinking of her. That's all. Let her know she's loved. And that's very nice of you to do that and mention it to us. It's my pleasure to mention it. Somebody says the movie is Christmas Vacation. No, that's All I Want for Christmas Is You is not from Christmas Vacation. A rare miss by one of our listeners. But then they redeem themselves in a great way. Peggy's a great person. She took care of my dad. And that's who we're thinking about. We're thinking about her and everybody in situations like her. Think of our own Lorraine and Hazelden. Yeah. It's not an easy holiday for a lot of people. Just please remember that. By the way, did you notice the announcement from Gerald Ford? Mr. Paul's reminding me that I didn't talk about it. This is 1975, this date. The Energy Policy and Conservation Act. Now, I'm sure there were bad things in it, but I want you to remember the Congress was dominated by Democrats. Let's look at how they've descended into a complete ideological left-wing abyss in 50 years. Could you imagine them voting for more exploration of natural gas and more exploration of domestic oil? They're trying to fight it every step of the way to go to green energy, which is represented by battery-powered cars, which are worse for the environment. So what does that make you conclude? It's about a bunch of dummies following a bunch of people who want to control your life because they could do it through a battery-powered car. They can't do it today with our system of gas stations, independent, some independently owned competitive gas stations. It's absolutely crazy. One of our great listeners texts in, I totally agree with you, Bob. Battery power cars definitely have their place. As far as most of us needing a reliable vehicle to get to and from work, go see a family out of town. They're not practical. They're excellent for delivery and last mile services. In fact, at the turn of the 20th century, there are more electric delivery vehicles on the road than gas. And it is a lie that they're better for the environment. Just because the electric vehicle, where are we? Yeah, they're going to get, but they're saying it's just another option if you want to propel your vehicle. Gasoline, diesel, electric, pick the one you want. That would have made more sense than forcing all of us to have them. And they should have been honest about electric vehicles, our listener says, instead of trying to lead everybody else to believe it's better for the environment. Just be honest. Well, they can't. All their policies are wrong. And the ultimate purveyors of the insanity of the left are people who want to control other people's lives because they want power and they want to be comfortable with who you are and that you're in your place. They don't want you driving all around the country when you want to. They want control. Lack of control makes them very uncomfortable. This is the Democrat Party today. It's the same reason they're uncomfortable about people having their own guns. I have my Burna because I can't own a gun. But they're uncomfortable about people having guns. And they're constantly on that drumbeat. Think of this pretentious, ridiculous ass in Australia. The most gun control maybe in the world. And they let a couple of Muslim fanatics have a cache of weapons, but nobody else can have them to protect themselves. They're insane. Across the board, they're wrong across the board, period. I don't care what policy you want to pick. The open border, cashless bail, closing prisons. What policy do you want? Gender-affirming care? Which insane policy do you want? None of it makes sense and is the exact opposite of that which is good for society. That's who they are. Bulldogs told me I got to go to the news, but I'm in a lather. I don't get on this subject that often. Because you think it's settled, but no, they're not going away. Please remember, why do you think we play from our man Mark Mayer, Levon Helms, the battle is over, but the war goes on? Because it does. We'll take a break because it is news time. And my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's almost 11:02, so we're a little late. It was worth it. We'll take this break and be back with our man, Chet Barlavecchia, with the Monday wrap-up.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.